directions. And sometimes, if we're in school, we listen to the voice of our teachers to give us directions. If we're at work, we listen to the voice of our boss or our coworkers to give us directions. Sometimes we read directions. We don't hear it, but we can read it. And so as we begin this series that really is going to take us through the Old Testament, and we begin with the story of Abraham, this concept of hearing a voice and listening to that voice and following that voice is so very relevant to the encounter with God that Abraham had. And so I'm going to direct your attention to Scripture. We're going to be in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 9. And so if you have your Bibles, go ahead and open up. I'm going to be reading the Message translation. But I want you to just pay attention to the way that Abraham hears God's voice. And at this point, we're calling him Abram. He's going to have a name change later on, and we'll talk about that. So you're going to hear him referred to as Abram. And God gives him very specific directions, and Abram hears his voice, and he listens, and he goes. And God does not steer him into a lake. Here we go. God told Abram, "Leave your country, your family, and your father's home for a land that I will show you. I'll make you a great nation and bless you. I'll make you famous. You'll be a blessing. I'll bless those who bless you. Those who curse you, I will curse. All the families of the earth will be blessed through you." So Abraham left, just as God said, and Lot left with him. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. Abram took his wife, Sarai, and his nephew Lot with him, along with all the possessions and people they had gotten in Haran, and set out for the land of Canaan and arrived safe and sound. Abram passed through the country as far as Shechem and the Oak of Moreh. At the time, the Canaanites occupied the land. God appeared to Abram and said, "I will give this land to your children." Abram built an altar at the place God had appeared to him. He moved on from there to the hill country east of Bethel and pitched his tent between Bethel to the west and Ai to the east. He built an altar there and prayed to God. Abram kept moving, steadily making his way north to the Negev. So, as we talk about this passage of Scripture today, there are a few things that I want you to pay attention to from that passage. One is just the concept of God said, go, Abraham went. And on my GPS, I like to be able to look at all of the directions, like of where I'm going to be heading, like in the future. But at this point, God was just giving him step-by-step directions. He did not give him the whole plot, the whole plan laid out right in front of him. He was giving him step-by-step directions. He spoke, Abram heard, Abram followed. And that is something that I want us to be paying attention to as Pastor Gary comes and kind of explains a little more about this passage. The one other thing I want us to take note of is that twice this passage is only 9 verses about Abraham's whole story, and there are chapters upon chapters about him. In these 9 verses, 2 times we see that Abram builds an altar and worships God. And I want you to be paying attention to that too. So Pastor Gary's going to come. He's going to help us unpack this a little bit more. But those are 2 things I want you to be paying attention to.
One of the things when you think about the story of Abram and Sarah, and we start in chapter 12, but sometimes in the Bible, when you're studying something, you want to go back even before that, because their story really starts back in chapter 11 in many respects. And one of the things about chapter 11 that you might not realize is that in chapter 11, at the very, very beginning, is the story of the Tower of Babel, all right? And this is what it says about that in verse 4 of chapter 11. These people want to get together, and the purpose is they want to make a name for themselves. Let's make a name for ourselves, all right? And God steps in and, you know, stops the plan that they have. But I want you to notice the tie, because in chapter 12, the scripture that Kari just shared says that this is what God says to Abram: "I will bless you and I'll make your name great." There's a big difference between wanting to make a name for ourselves and letting God make us what he wants us to be. And so as Abram begins to listen to the voice of God, it's because he wants to allow God to make him what he's going to call him to be. He doesn't know what that's going to be, and I don't know if you realize it, but the trip that Abram and Sarah make is a huge trip, especially considering the day in which they live. So if you won't be able to see it closely or clearly, but on this map here, they start out in Ur as a family, and Ur is way down here, real close to the Persian Gulf, okay? The lower right-hand corner is where Ur is. Then, along with his father, Terran, they make their way up here to Haran, and that's actually the name of his brother as well, Abram's brother, but they make their way all the way from the Persian Gulf all the way up to here. And then that's when God speaks to Abram and Sarah and says, I'm going to take you to a place that I'll show you, and that becomes down in this area, which is the Promised Land. One of the things also to think about when it comes to Abraham and Sarah is the fact that they did not know the God who spoke to them until he spoke to them. They came from a world and a country and an area that did not believe in Yahweh, did not believe in the God of the Scriptures. So they have no background for hearing what this God might say to them. But as Pastor Kari shared, when God spoke, they listened. They followed. God said, go. Abram went. Another aspect of this story that we should also notice that when the Lord calls, Abraham and Sarah have really nothing to offer except obedience. In fact, it says about Sarah that she's barren. Back in the end of chapter 11, it says that Sarah is barren. She hasn't had children. Abraham's 75, she's 65. No kids. No expectation of kids. No dream that there will be kids, except for the fact that God makes a promise. And because of the promise, Abraham and Sarah say yes. They believe the promise of a God that they'd never known before, and they begin a journey with him. And isn't that what it's like for us? When we begin this walk with God, we may not know all about him. We may not know everything that's going to be a part of the story. We may not know exactly where he'll take us, because he says, just follow me, I'll show you where you're going. It's like Pastor Kari just said, you know, we want to have all the details. But the reality is, for most of us, if we had all the details, it'd mess us up more than help us. Just follow me today. Just follow me now. Just go with me where I'll show you. One of the other things that I love about this passage is all the things that God says, Abram does not say a word. Did you notice that? In the passage of Scripture, Abram doesn't say anything, he just does. He just responds to what God says. So what matters more than anything isn't what Abraham says, it's what God says. And so when God says, I'll show you, I'll make you, I'll bless you, Abram says yes to all of that. Now, as I was thinking about this passage as well, I was just wondering about this idea that when God speaks to us and we respond, how he guides us along the path. And I am grateful that Pastor Kari mentioned that Abram built altars so that he'd have a place to remember where God spoke. He built altars so that he'd remember, this is where God spoke to me. This is how God was directing my path. It's an amazing thing how God can lead us, even though we may not audibly hear his voice. We still know it's God leading. And it coincides with the kind of things that he teaches us here in this particular passage and throughout the Bible. Another aspect I just want to throw out to us here today is the fact that our faith impacts the future. And I was thinking about that because it was the faith of my grandparents and probably grandparents before them, that influenced to the point where my dad became a Christian as an 8-year-old. And then when he met my mom, she wasn't really a Christian yet, but because of my dad's faith, my mom came to faith in Christ. And then when they got married and began to have kids, they taught us what it meant to trust the Lord. And then we did that with our kids, and now our kids do that with their kids. Now, here's the thing. My grandparents, my parents never, ever have met my grandkids. They've been gone. But they had an impact on my grandkids. I want you to think about something. Our decisions in this life while we're here have an impact, for good or bad, on the future. We may never see it. We may never know all the details. Abraham and Sarah, they weren't going to get to see a lot of the future. They had to trust the promises of God for the future. We need God's help, don't we? To help us make the decisions we need to now as we follow and obey, knowing that our decisions now are going to affect generations down the road. That's why we believe in children's ministries. That's why we believe in next generation ministries. We know it's going to have an effect, and even though we might be dead and gone, the decisions we made can still have an impact in the future. I read this line this week, and I just thought it's a great line. I'm sorry I don't have it on the screen, but it says, although Abram will never see this future, his response to God will shape it. Though we will not see the future, our response to God today will shape it. Amen? All right, Pastor Kari is going to come.
The story is one that we've probably heard before. It happened years and years and years ago, but it does affect us. It does apply to us. We are still part of that promise that God kept to Abraham, for one. And then also we can look at this story and we can look at the interactions between God and between Abram, and we can say, all right, God, what does that mean for you? What does that mean for me? And so just a few things to take away is, one, we need to be listening for God's voice. We need to be listening for God's voice because God wants to speak to us. But the problem is with most of us, we want to listen to anything but God's voice. And we might not even realize that, but when we fill our time and fill our space with the voices of our friends and of our families and of social media, TV, music, all of those things, where is God going to have the chance to speak to us? And sometimes his voice isn't loud. We can't necessarily hear it, but his word, that's the point of what scripture is all about. And so we have to be listening to God's voice. When you came in this morning, you were given something in your bulletin. It says MapQuest on the front. And as we go through this series of Abraham, every Sunday, you'll go home with this MapQuest. And it's going to give you some next steps for the week to come. And so this particular week, we invite you to be in the scriptures. As a church, we're going to follow the story of Abraham and see what happens next in his story that will lead us to the passage we'll be studying next Sunday morning. As adults gather in here and as kids gather downstairs, we're all going to be studying that passage together. And so in the week to come, these are some scriptures that can help you. And then I hope and pray that you'll come and with your own time of devotion and prayer with God. There are so many resources out there, and if you need help finding one that'll help you connect to the scripture, maybe you're not ready to just sit down, open the Bible, and read. You want a tool or something that can help you. Those are available. And so if that's something that you need to help you with this, please talk to me. Talk to Pastor Gary or Pastor Kayla. We'd love to help you. We need to be listening for God's voice. And for some of us, we know what his voice is saying. And so our step is, we need to obey. Abram didn't say, did I hear you right? What'd you say? Let me think about it. He went. He knew it was God's voice, and he went. And I think it's so interesting that he hadn't known this God yet. He hadn't worshiped this God yet. But when he heard God's voice, God, our true, one true God, when he heard that voice, he knew he needed to listen, and he listened. And so for some of us today, we know what his voice is saying. We hear it. Maybe we wish we didn't. But we hear his voice, and now we need to take that step of faith, and we say, all right, I'm going to obey. I don't see all of the directions. I don't necessarily know where or how I'm going to get there, but I'm going to obey. And then the last thing is just this reminder of Abram building these altars at all the different places that he went. It was to remember what God had done for him. For me, I collect snow globes, so whenever I visit a place, I will get a snow globe, and it all started when I had the chance to go on a missions trip to Europe in college, and so I was in Croatia and Hungary and over there, and I was like, I need to get something to remember this trip, and so I started a snow globe collection, and so now every time I visit a place, I'll get a snow globe, and it's to help me just kind of remember what that trip was like, and so on a much, much bigger scale, what Abram was doing was that he was building these memorials of, this is what God did, and I will worship him here, and I will thank him for it. And so all along this journey, as God speaks, as we listen, as we obey, as we follow, we need to just remember what he's doing for us. And along this series, as we study Abraham, we're going to give moments and chances for people to testify to what God is doing in their lives. And that will serve as those reminders. But it's all about coming to him and worshiping him. And so I believe Pastor Kayla is going to come, and she's going to lead us in two final songs of worship. And during this time, I just want to challenge all of us, one, to just freely worship. The presence of God is here, and God is speaking to us. And so as we take this time to just worship, I encourage you to just worship in freedom. Don't be thinking about what you have to do when you leave this place. Don't be thinking about the conversation you want to have with someone before you go. Just enter into God's presence, embrace it, and take time to worship and to remember what God has done. And in these moments, I encourage you to be listening to his voice and then to say, okay, God, I hear you. I'm going to obey. I'm going to go. All right, so let's stand and let's say a prayer together, and then we will just worship God together. God, thank you for your voice. Thank you that even though you are the God of the universe, you want to speak to us. And what's so cool is that we gather in this place, so many different people, and you're not all telling us the same thing. You enter into our lives so individually, so specifically, and you have a word for each of us. And so I pray now that you will give us ears to hear that word and trust and faith to obey it. I pray that in these next few minutes where we come to you in worship, that you'll just eliminate all distractions, that we won't even allow for anything to come into our minds that will distract us from you, from who you are, and from what word you have for us today. I pray for faith. I pray for boldness. I pray for those of us who know what you're saying and now need to take a step and to obey it. And God, all along our journey with you, we will thank you. We will praise you. We will worship you for what you're doing. We love you, and in your name we pray. Amen.